Doctrine and Fellowship. Claude Pilkington here. Though some seem to believe that it should be otherwise, I doubt any two honest, active, thorough, independent students of Scripture have ever seen everything eye to eye. God has positioned us all at different places in our journeys, and these differences need not be hindrances to fellowship. What we have in Christ is unity, not uniformity. We're not wall builders, but bridge builders. Long ago, I determined, through the guidance of a dear aged teacher of God's truth, that if there were going to be walls of separation between me and others, it would need to be others who would have to build them. There has ever been only one divinely built wall dividing humanity, and God Himself tore it down. Ours is a ministry of conciliation. We, like God Himself, are to be conciliatory toward all. In fact, not only are doctrinal differences not to be hindrances to fellowship, it is quite the opposite. We can be thankful to God for them, for they provide the greater context of the Spirit's operation of love and grace. After all, we know that we all have knowledge, and knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. All too often, the fruit of God's Spirit is associated with doctrinal agreement. But even the world without God's Spirit manages to get along with those with whom they most agree. To be like-minded does not necessitate that we be in doctrinal agreement, but rather that we have the same mind, that is, the mind of Christ. As Paul says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Then the apostle of the Gentiles goes on to speak of Christ's humility. Our like-mindedness is the spiritual mind of Christ's humility, service, and self-sacrifice. Thankfully, we've been called to receive one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God, while at the same time, each of us have been granted the freedom to be fully persuaded in his own mind. Though we may not always be able to have a meeting of the minds, we can certainly realize that we have been given the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, which we have been called to endeavor to keep.